Welcome to Roundtable 105. Today, we take a look at Metallica inside your drive-in movie.
That's right. We got to talk about my Tampa Bay Rays taking on Sean's evil New York Yankees. They're terrible. They're horrible. Little antichrist, little bastards.
Next caller, also going to discuss Holiday Road and all about the RV and road trip across the heartland.
Boner, come on. Holiday Road.
This is Roundtable 105 on radio.com. Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Roundtable 105.
And as we're recording this, the Yankees are playing the Braves.
So the Yankees are playing the Braves. Who are the Braves playing? Rays playing.
The Red Sox, the dreaded Red Sox. So we can all agree easily that we want the Rays to win.
Okay.
Because, I mean, even you know, Sean hates the Red Sox.
Very much.
But we can also, at least two-thirds of us agree that we're also rooting for the Braves.
Oh, sure. We'll root for the Braves always.
Right.
No, we're rooting for the Yankees because the Yankees are playing the Braves. Root for the Braves when they're not playing the Yankees.
No.
And then we're rooting for the Braves and the Yankees to go to the World Series together.
That's not right because the way I figure – and I think Major League Baseball, they these days, they have a 40-man roster, correct?
Well, they got 28 in the taxi squad, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So there's the Yankees are a 40-man antichrist roster. There's 40 little antichrists running around.
The Yankees
little bastards
are coming for that ass this year. They're taking that trophy World Series. Now, again, I hope they play the Braves in the World Series and it goes seven games because if somehow the Braves could pull it out, I win money. But other than that, the Yankees are the Avengers. They're going to just dominate everybody in baseball.
Well, you know, they're still going to have to get past the Rays. And
that's funny.
You know, let's be honest. They just played this past weekend. And I don't think it went the Yankees' way. So,
no, the Rays won 3 out of 4, but it's all right. The Yankees are still in first place. So that's really all that matters is the standings. But it was a nice showing by the Rays.
Dude, that was actually a really great series.
Yeah, I was listening to them on the radio while driving that RV, which was my family really enjoyed, you know, what, 17 hours of Yankees Rays baseball over 4 days.
Go on. I'm sure they did. Can't we listen to something else?
Shut up! Chow! Shh! Hang on! Or what? I hear what just happened, damn kids.
I honestly don't even know how you could listen. And maybe the radio guys for the Yankees are better, but I don't know how you could even possibly watch the TV guys. They suck. They are the absolute worst in the major leagues. They are so bad. You know,
and I think everybody says that about the other people's TV and radio people. Like, I think the Rays TV and radio people stink too, but I like my guys.
I mean, I mean, I can understand that, except that I really truly believe that the Rays guys are like the absolute best in Major League Baseball. And there are, and I'll say this, there are other ones I actually do like. You know, I kind of like the Angels guys. Those guys are pretty good. But I cannot stand the Yankees guys, and I cannot stand the Red Sox guys. Either one. They both suck.
I hate the Red Sox guys because, number one, the Red Sox guys, and number two, they just sound so Boston. Like, he hit the ball wicked far. Now, as an outsider, that I loathe everything about that. But if you're a Red Sox guy, that guy speaks your language, so you probably love him. So I think it's got to do with just – like your guys. Like, I like the New York guys, and some would say, hey, you listen to the New York guys, there's a lot of New York accents in there and a lot of, you know, maybe they don't appreciate that, but as a Yankee fan, I do.
All it's right. not radio. I mean, it's not baseball, but I can remember listening to Saints games, football games, and Archie Manning providing some of the color commentary for the Saints. And he was like the absolute best. But if you were to put him on television, I think he would be one of the absolute worst in color commentating for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, some guys are good on radio.
I mean, you know, obviously radio is a totally different medium than football or than TV. So, you know, that doesn't surprise me. Some people can pull it off and some people cannot. I mean, me on TV, not good. Me on radio, even worse.
Mediocre. But, but you found something you enjoy doing. And that's, you know, it gets you through every day. You wake up, you know, with a sense of accomplishment. Like, you know, I did that job okay again today.
Did I? No, I didn't. Awesome. I don't say that. Do you say that?
I said I got my job.
You shouldn't
today.
Say that. Never.
Never. Ever.
Not even. Look, the only one of us that should say that is Greg.
Only one. Yeah. Greg, he's heard that.
Greg can go, you know what? I actually did a pretty good job today.
Oh, no.
Well, Greg is still the only one going through the motions of actually working. Like, he gets up, he showers, he drives to the building, he goes to work, he comes home.
There's a great meme that's out right now. You know, driving into work 5 days a week, that seems excessive. And it does, I must tell you.
It's kind of, it's like, it seems a bit much. Like, do you need to be there that much?
right now, I'll give you a great story of what it's like to be in the building right now. Yes, I am in the building. The only other person in the building is Stickman, who does afternoons on our sister.
Why do you always have to bring him up?
Well, I think he's got
No. Let me go back. And Sean's going to back me up on this, because the last time we did the show, you were all like, dude, yeah, stick,
because we're the only human beings in the building.
I'm starting to wonder about you.
Meet new friends. You know, I think they're plotting, Boner. Like, they have lunch together. The only one's there. He's like, I bet you can't work my name in your podcast.
I get there at 9 o'clock in the morning. Stickman doesn't get there till about 12. About 12 o'clock.
That's two,
in the afternoon.
By the way.
All right. I'm going to put those little chimes in over the audio. Ding. Every time he says Stickman. Ding.
That's three.
Every time I say Stickman, we got to take a shot.
I don't like this game.
We will all die.
Especially if you keep talking. Because you're all
forget it. No. Forget it. I'm not going to tell my story. Forget it. No. I'm done. I'm out. No, I'm done.
And you wonder why you want to come back to work.
Silly ass story now.
Yeah, it's no story there. Yeah. Tell your friend SM about it.
Yeah. That guy.
On your favorite radio station across the hall.
Right. Over there.
They're all great people. I just haven't seen them.
It's just fun for me to give him a hard time. I mean, that's the only thing. So,
like, I went to the building to get the traveling computer for my road trip, and I saw Stickman there, and I gave him a high five. He was like, "Hey, dude!" He was so happy to see me, and I thought it was awesome. Like, nobody's ever that excited to see me, so it made me feel really good. And he was happy to be at work. So at least somebody is. I was happy to get equipment to make me not have to go back to work. So we're all different.
Yeah. Well, and to be 100% fair, the S person is absolutely one of my favorite people in the building. So
easily. He's great. Yeah, it's like giving Greg a hard time because he did bring it up again a couple weeks ago. That's it.
Do I know? Well, that was all.
And we'd have the same conversation in front of this S person, too.
No, absolutely. S. The man.
S&M.
Yeah, the S&M. Yeah, from now on, you just say, S&M and I were hanging out, Greg.
Yeah, that's how we refer to him.
Greg's S&M. Not even oh. talking anymore. He's like, F
I'm,
you
I'm
guys.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Did you refer to me? I'm not in this conversation. No.
All right.
All right. I guess it's an A-B conversation. You can see your way out of it.
Yeah. You and S&M, you know, you have fun with all of that.
As a matter of fact, I do have fun with S&M.
You do. Spaniards and Mexicans.
Metallica's doing that. Metallica's doing the drive-through show. S&M.
Yes, yes. It's wonderful that Rock 105 is playing the latest from the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. I love that.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing ever. An S&M event that you're not allowed to get out of your car or be around any other person.
Right.
As many of you know, we've not played together quite some time, actually, since the S&M 2 concerts last September. But that's all changing now as we're gearing up to record a live show, especially for you, just for you, that you can catch at your local drive-in theater later this month on Saturday, August 29. Fifth members can get their tickets starting this Wednesday, August 12th. Everyone else, Friday, August 14th. Oh, and every ticket comes with 4 downloads of the upcoming S&M2 album release.
Whoa.
Oh, you know what that means? That's an expensive ticket.
And they're going to have the number one downloaded album because everybody gets that 4 downloads.
Yeah,
of it.
4 of them.
So that's a way for them just to, like, you know, they fudge the numbers. So if Metallica has 1 billion downloads, well, everybody who's going to see the movie gets 4 of them.
Yeah, got 175 of them. So.
There is that. And I love Metallica, man. I'm so glad I got to see him pre-COVID. But $115 to go see him in my car?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's $115 for 6 people in a car.
What?
The $115 fee for 6 to a car. So $115, 6 people, pack him in there. I don't know how kind of social distancing, but whatever. Then you get to the drive-in, and then what? Can I get on the roof?
You let the 12 people in your trunk out.
Yeah, right.
What? Good move, Greg. You're back in.
Hey, I went to drive-ins when it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, you're forgetting that Greg and I grew up when we had drive-ins. So, damn right if I've been in the trunk 17 times.
You got to go to the drive-in. They give you that little shitty speaker box to listen to the Metallica show on. It's like you put it like on your window, and it's like very.
But it's
tinny.
Not that way. It's not that way anymore. They set you up. It's sort of a Bluetooth thing that you get it through your stereo, through your car stereo.
Yeah, no, that's how it is now. But it would be great if they made you use the crappy speaker,
right?
Yeah, except you know the funny thing is when you know, like when Greg was going, and when I went to the drive-through, what movie? What are you talking about? They're playing a movie? Right. Is there a movie? Because some jackass brought a keg in the back of his truck, and that was why we were there.
Yeah, you didn't really go watch the movie.
No,
I can remember. I can remember when I
was stupid.
We had a drive-in theater in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me, but I can remember me and my buddies in high school, we were very excited that the Erotic Adventures of Pinocchio were coming to the drive-in movie. And what I loved about this movie is that the byline.
What drive-in did you go to?
Believe me, they showed some really, really off the wall stuff there. But what I loved about this
is that it was The Erotic Adventures of Pinocchio. See the surprise when he lies. It's not his nose that grows.
Oh my God.
Now,
believe it or not, drive-in was just behind a supermarket.
This movie never made it to the drive-in because the city fathers found that it was too risque, obscene. What?
That's hard to believe. This sort
of
thing.
I can't believe they missed that one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was too obscene for the community. And I have been in search of this movie since the late 70s.
I'll bet you have.
I bet you have. I grew up actually behind a drive-in movie theater. And I would I could hear on the radio.
That really is.
That's been awesome. I got to see movies for free. Never. I had a lifetime pass to movies. How's that sound?
Oh, I thought you meant in the bushes or something. Which wouldn't have surprised me.
Wasn't a bush person
in any way.
No, my parents, we were poor, but we at least had a house.
Yeah, Sean was homeless. He lived behind a drive-in theater.
Oh, yeah, it would have been great. But I just walked. I took a lawn chair for the beach and a radio and just plopped it my ass in there and go watch movies, especially when I got to high school. But, I'm going to go see the new, whatever movie and roll on in there. I remember seeing Beverly Hills Cop 3 in there, Ford Fairlane I saw in there, Roger Rabbit I saw in there. I'm just trying, man. It was wild. It's pretty cool to just have your own drive-in movie theater. Just walk in. There was a trail from my backyard just right there. Sit down. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Did you ever swing? Go on the swings and sing songs like in Greece?
Yeah. We didn't have swings at our drive-in.
It was candy.
Just a screen in the woods.
Candy. Can't you see?
I think it's unfair that when I was growing up, I thought that's what teenagers looked like. They were 40-year-old men in that movie. it's just pretty wild if they came out now. I'd be like, that's not a teenager. That guy should be in jail for being in a high school. they just didn't think people had brains back in the day because there was no way to call anybody out on things. You have to call somebody and be like, hey, your movie's not real. But now with the internet, people have to be more authentic. Otherwise, they're going to get roasted.
Greece would definitely be canceled nowadays.
Yeah, it's such a creepy, weird movie, dude. That's just I can't even get through it. I don't even care to try to watch it. Sorry.
No, Greece, you need people. To keep at it. Keep Why? At it.
Why do I want to see Greece? I've made it this far without seeing it. I'm doing just fine.
No, not because I think you should see it. It's just you keep at it. I want you to keep trying.
So did I miss any movies on my road trip? I didn't anything come out on Netflix that I you guys watching anything? I don't know. I'm so not caught up on anything. Sports I was able to keep up with on the road because I was listening to the games on the radio, and then when the games weren't on, I would listen to other radio stations talk about those games. So I just had plenty of...
What was it like? Speaking of radio, did you do what I used to do? Because, every now and then in my younger years, I would travel a lot. Even back when I was 19 years old, I traveled from Baton Rouge to Santa Monica, California on the road. And this was well before internet radio. And so when you're traveling, you get to pick up all these little local radio stations. Did you happen to pick up any local radio stations that were doing something, very old school radio, Sean?
No, because even though I am old school in the radio fashion that you're at, I used to do that all the time. I would travel and pick up a station here and here and here and here. But it just becomes so much work. Every time I go somewhere, I got to keep scanning and scanning and scanning. So after probably the third day, I stopped doing that once I got through Milwaukee. Because we have a couple sister stations in Milwaukee I checked out. But after the third day, honestly, I just listened to, XM Sirius Radio only because – it got hard to drive that thing, man. They had to have hands on 10 and 2 because when you get up to the Wisconsins and the Minnesotas and the South Dakotas, 90 West was the road I was on. It's so windy. And like, I'm driving that RV and it's just this big boxy non-aerodynamic thing. And every time I took my hand off the wheel to do anything, I felt like I was just going to drive into a cornfield because the wind will whoosh. And then you got like the truck drivers, you know, the 18 wheelers, they're going like 90. I'm going a smooth 65. And when they go past you, you actually feel your car like pushing off the road.
And have you figured out how they go 90 miles per hour up a mountainside? I still have not figured that out to this day.
They got a lot. They know it's coming, man. They got to have a lot of like lead time. Otherwise, they just slow right down. Same thing with the RV. Like, I've got a newfound respect for truckers now after, you know, driving the RV. Because, like, just going up over Mont Eagle, like, if you're hauling a load.
Don't even talk to me about trucking.
I just feel like I could be a truck driver now. That
now you are not a truck driver, but you were telling me, you were telling truck drivers what to do, right? That's what you did.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I did spend a bit of time not telling them what to do. They know what to do, but you know, directing them and all that. But you and Sean is 100% correct. Truck drivers, and I will absolutely say this all day long, those guys bust their ass. They work incredibly hard, and it's truly amazing to me. And I, as part of the job that I did, you know, in between, you know, these radio gigs, I had to go out and ride with a truck driver. And once I did that, I had to spend 2 days in a truck, essentially. And I was like, you know, dude, there is no way in hell I could even come close to doing this. It's really amazing.
Tough.
It is absolutely very difficult.
Now, I think I could be a good truck driver if I gave myself some time. I could do it because I don't mind the driving. Like, once you – now, again, I'm driving an RV. I could be out of my mind. I mean, the next step up is not an 18-wheeler. It's probably like a U-Haul. So, like, but from my experience, I don't know if I would hate it as much as I thought I would have before my experience, if that makes any sense.
No, and all I'm saying is that, you know, these guys are driving an 80,000-pound truck, you know, when it's fully loaded and all of that kind of thing. It's really – it's not easy. So
it sucks trying to go around those hills. And they must hate us, like – truck drivers and 18-wheelers, they all hate regular cars. That has to be true.
And I can tell you, when I spent 2 days in the car, you know, it's not that they hate normal drivers. They just look at it as like, you guys do not pay any attention to this 80,000-pound missile that is cruising down the road. I mean, and honestly, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's an 80,000-pound, you know, fully loaded. And these jackasses, you know, cut you off or they do this. And I saw it within 2 days. I saw it numerous times. Okay. And they're like, you see the shit that I have to deal with every day?
See, that's like, why I tried becoming like, I didn't have a CB like breaker, but I tried doing like trucker things. Like when the truck got past me a certain length, I'd like flash the lights, like courtesy flash. Like, you're clear, buddy. You can get back in now. Like, you know, rules of the road. It's just, you know. What we do out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I don't even know why we got off on this, except that, dude, it's an incredibly difficult job.
It is.
I 100% have the utmost respect for what you guys do. You know, if there's any, yeah, I mean, obviously nobody's listening to this podcast anyway, but if for some stupid reason.
I appreciate them for not running me off the road, because I guarantee you in my little RV, they were not happy. Them, and also, I was on my way to South Dakota, and besides all the truck drivers I saw throughout our great country, also every single motorcycle enthusiast was on their way to Sturgis this week. So I probably was passed by about a million motorcycles.
Right.
They hated me. They didn't like me. I was in an RV going 65. They just wanted to open road it, like, you know, like just throttle it. And here I am just putting along.
Well, hey, man, they had that Smash Mouth concert to get to.
Yeah. Hey, now, you're an all-star. Get your game on.
Can you imagine being that excited to see Smash Mouth?
Nobody should be excited to see Smash Mouth ever.
Like, when I saw that Smash Mouth was the headliner at a motorcycle rally in Sturgis, I was like, are we doing this rock radio thing the wrong way? Because we don't play any Smash Mouth.
Nah, I mean, and it's really one of those things where it doesn't matter who the hell is playing. It truly makes no difference. You could put any ass clown up there and people would be woo, because they're just there to party and have a great time. I mean, and that's all I can figure, because they didn't, there's no way that anybody went to see Smash Mouth. I mean, dude, you saw the Progressive car insurance commercial.
Yeah, nobody went.
Nobody was there to go. Oh my God.
No, they were, like you said, you nailed it. It was just a party that Smash Mouth showed up at. Like, they didn't matter who was playing.
Whoopty shit. We don't care who's playing.
But no, I tell you, man, those, they were on their way. Shout out to all the bikers, man, from all over the country. When I was at Mount Rushmore, there was just tons of bikers there, man. Everybody, like, kind of doing the same trip, except they were on their way to Sturgis, and I was just on my way with, you know, doing the family vacation, the Griswold style. But it was cool just to, you know.
So what was it? What was it like there at Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore was just incredible, dude. It was just faces of our forefathers up there on these rocks, and I just looked at it in awe, and I just then started just asking myself a million questions, like, how did they do that? Like, whose idea was it? Because Mount Rushmore is just in the middle of nowhere. Like, they're like, hey, I have found rocks in the middle of a forest. Let's put people on it. Like, somebody had to start that conversation. It turned out to be just an awesome thing that we did. But why and how is amazing. I mean, I did learn some of the history when I was there, and all the people were like, it's like hanging down, like on ropes, like chiseling that stuff in with like a hammer, like 1927. It's just, it's wild, but it's just part of what makes our country great. You're like, holy crap, somebody did that.
And your homework, like, your homework between now and next podcast is to watch Alfred Hitchcock's North by Northwest.
Okay. I will have to check
that. Ain't going to happen. You just, I don't know why you wasted your breath.
Yeah. There's too many sports on.
It's a great movie. B, it's only 2 hours. It's a great movie.
Oh, well, yeah, that was a pretty shitty selling job you just did. Because either way, there is no chance that dude will ever. And I don't mean in the next week. I don't mean in the next month. I don't mean ever. In his entire lifetime, it's never going to happen. Not once, no, ever.
Seriously, Sean.
How was made?
Seriously, Sean, because that you have been to Mount Rushmore, that is on my bucket list. Because of the movie North by Northwest, I would love to go there. I really would.
And I think you would enjoy it. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot, and it's about 20 hours from here. So just,
I know.
But it's an awesome ride, dude. I mean, I went to places on this road trip I didn't even know existed. Like, I'm convinced that half of our country's corn. Like, it just, there's no way around it. Like, there's corn everywhere.
Dude, it's not all corn. Now you're that's just stupid. A lot of it is also soybean.
And cotton. And cotton. If you had gone, you know, like on I-10 through the South, you would have seen cotton everywhere.
Yeah, but up north in the northern region, if you go through Illinois and yeah, definitely Wisconsin, Iowa, it's corn and it's soybean. That's it. And that's all you see. There's nothing else to see. You will see nothing else
For miles, you see that corn, though. You could look for an end. Like, you're not going to find it. It goes for miles. So this is going to sound like a dumb question, but corn had to be planted once, and it just grows back every year. There's no way they plant all that corn every year.
No, they every plant year. It every year.
Every year.
There's no way. That does not seem like could be real to me. You'd have to have an army of people planting corn nonstop around the clock in order to plant all that corn.
But that is what they do.
That's their gig. So it's not like they just sit back and go, hope the corn grows, you know, or we're totally fucked.
Like, dude, you know, it was wild. I mean,
yes, they plant corn. They plant soybean. That's exactly what they do.
But nobody sells corn. I wanted, like, when I was driving through Wisconsin, I was like, I want to stop and get corn. I was like, when I see a farmer's market or a produce stand, I'm going to buy some corn because we're going to camp. You know, and I want to grill some corn up when we get to camp because we're camping. I could not find a person selling corn. Now, I didn't go to a supermarket. I just stopped at gas stations, and I was on a few back roads. I was an hour away from where Field of Dreams was in Iowa. I could anybody selling corn. I almost stopped the RV, jumped out, and grabbed corn just from the fields. And I don't
Why didn't you?
Because I felt like I would have got shot. Because that's what happened to me. Like, somebody in Iowa just comes out and just shoots me for poaching his corn. So I was like, I didn't, but I could. That was one thing that fascinated me, that nobody sold corn. Like, I could buy cheese curds in Wisconsin, milk everywhere, local beer, but I couldn't find corn. Now, and that was my biggest takeaway, is I did not have one piece of corn.
Well, because. And let me go ahead and also, because I did spend 3 years in Illinois, and I did learn at least a little bit about the corn. A lot of the corn that they grow, for one, doesn't necessarily go to the United States. A bit of the corn is also for feed.
I was thinking that. We talked about that. Like, we thought some of it might go back to
it feed. Is. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it goes to feed. It's feed corn. And then a lot of those farmers who are growing those massive things of corn are also sending that corn to, you know, companies that are making cereal, all sorts of, you know, things that actually require corn. So
they're not just growing corn on the cob for meat, eat at a barbecue.
Yeah. And, you know, could you eat it? You know, yeah, absolutely. You could. It's corn, but it's not necessarily corn that, you know, all of it goes to the supermarket. So
see, that's what I was looking for. Cause, like, I've been to a lot of, you know, off the beaten path towns in my time. And usually, like, you just find some guy just, hey, corn 5 years for $10 or something. And I was just kind of disappointed. I never saw that. And I was looking, and it just, but, you know, maybe next time, but it looked like they have plenty of corn to go around. So it surprised me a little bit.
And yeah, you know, living in Illinois, which, by the way, was a complete and total nightmare. Illinois.
You weren't in Chicago?
I was not in Chicago. I was about an hour and a half, 2 hours south. Well, I spent a little bit of time in Peoria, and then Bloomington, Illinois, which is where the Illinois State University, Bloomington Normal. So it was about 2 hours south, something like that, from Chicago. But, you know, I did get to learn at least a little bit about, you know, sounds corn, like, you know,
I got off at the,
I know more about corn than I really ever wanted to know about corn.
Well, I'm glad you did, because these are questions I was asking that I wasn't going to Google because I didn't care that much about. So by you having that information, I'm like, cool. I feel like, all right. I know a little bit much more about corn and soybeans now.
Yeah.
And, I didn't know.
In fact, what? While I was there, there's so much corn. Everything is, you know, surrounded by corn, and corn and soybean. Soybean is huge there as well. But the radio station that I was at, I'm like, dude, we need some sweepers that say, whatever the hell the name of the radio station was, I can't remember right now. I mean,
K-Corn.
Yeah, no, I'm like, dude, we need to have things that say rockin' the corn, you know. I'm like, come on, it'll be funny. And yeah, that didn't go over real big. No.
I went to the Corn Palace. That's in South Dakota. And it's kind of like as disappointed as you would have been if you went to a Waffle House thinking it was made of waffles. because the Corn Palace wasn't made of corn. And I got off the road. They had signs like Corn Palace. I'm like, this is awesome. There's a Corn Palace. Like, it's got to be a palace of corn, right?
Right.
And we got to the Corn Palace in South Dakota, and it wasn't made of corn. It was actually just like an old city court hall that they put like the old corn shocks on the outside. And then you went inside. It was a basketball court that was turned into a gift shop. It was basically an auditorium that they called the Corn Palace, and they turned into a tourist trap. And they make everybody drive and stop there.
I think they built that just for you, Sean.
You so dumb.
Wow, you totally got sucked in.
Dude, I'm the king of roadside attractions. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I was stopping for everything. I'm like, Corn Palace.
Yes, here's the biggest ball of string. Let's stop.
Cornhole. I'm in.
But now it was a disappointment. I also stopped in Sheboygan because of Home Alone. I always think of there, you know, that when John Candy's there, he's like, oh, run away to Sheboygan.
Where do you want to go? Sheboygan?
This is how I planned my road trip. I was like, oh, Sheboygan. I was like, I know about that. So Sheboygan's a much nicer town than I ever would have imagined it being. It's a nice little riverfront marina town. It's quite nice.
Did you happen to go to Madison?
I did not go to Madison because of the way I went. I went to Green Bay. And what I had to choose, Madison or Green Bay, just by the loop I took. And I wanted to go to Green Bay, so I bypassed Madison. But
so you got to see Lambeau, which I'm sure was cool. I probably would have done the same thing, except I've never been to Green Bay, but I have been to Madison, Wisconsin, which was a very cool town. It's almost it's very similar to like Knoxville.
Nice. I heard great things about it. That's where the University of Wisconsin is.
Yeah, exactly. And I when I was working at a radio station in at the same station in Illinois, we did a bus trip to Madison, Wisconsin to see U2 at the University of Wisconsin Stadium. What is it? Camp Randall Stadium.
Yeah, that's it.
Camp Randall. But that entire strip right around the stadium is just awesome, which is kind of like, you know, like being in Knoxville. It was pretty badass, and
we had
a few people
enjoyed who gave that. A bunch of restaurants to try in Madison. They told us to try like the Spotted Cow beer. I was able to get that, but yeah, I had to make the choice, Madison or Green Bay. And now that I've done Green Bay, like you go, you see Lambeau. I mean, that's no offense to any Green Bay people, but there's no other reason to go to Green Bay. Like you go.
Why do you care about anybody in Green Bay? Who cares? You guys can kiss my ass. You're stupid enough to live in Green Bay. There's nobody in Chattanooga even listening to this.
So the wild thing about Green Bay is like it's the biggest building in Green Bay. Is this just huge stadium? And it's in a neighborhood, and all the houses like on Lombardi Drive out front of it are all Packard themed. Like they're the colors of the Packers. One guy's got a mini football field in his front yard. They all have these like giant like tailgate chambers. Because it's so cold, all their back porches are kind of just glassed in. But it's all Packer stuff everywhere. And it's incredibly wild the amount of decor that these houses have. They basically, their house is just like a part of the stadium now. And I'm sure that these people just rent them out for Airbnb for like hundreds, you know, $10,000 for the weekend. Because they're just props, but they're awesome. Like there's signs that says on grass or on ice, we're not nice and we're going to kick your ass. It's just, It's quite the scene up there in Green Bay. And I had a brat from the old Lambeau Field. It was with all the COVID-19, they still let you in to go to the gift shops.
Okay. Well, speaking of COVID-19, what was the attitude of people, you know, in middle America towards the COVID?
It's a lot different than here. Masks are mandatory in all public places. Mm-hmm. So basically, anytime you leave your house, you need to have a mask on. Every store, there's signs, masks are mandatory. I went out to a couple different restaurants, and I have to say, Kansas City, Missouri did one of the best jobs at a restaurant I've seen. And I haven't been out to eat in Chattanooga, so I don't know. But this barbecue place in Kansas City, like, took all their tables. It used to be a wide open floor plan, and they kind of created shells around each one with plexiglass and stuff, so you're away from the other people. And all the menus, you scan like a QR code with your phone. It comes up on your phone, and you look at the menu there. And then when it comes time to pay, they bring you like a credit card machine, and you just do it yourself. Like, it's this tiny little box. You scan your card, give the tip, and hand it back to them. Kind of like back in the day when the server would bring the credit card imprinter over to your table and like, you get like a box like that. So that was cool. But the attitude pretty much in the Midwest is very much just like, hey, I'm wearing a mask to protect you from me. And that's the attitude. And everybody seems to be getting along and waving that flag.
So nobody was getting angry at you for wearing a mask.
No, and I don't mind wearing the mask, but nobody got angry at me for it. It's funny, this one guy, when I was at the Badlands, which is I didn't even know what the Badlands was till I got there, but oh my goodness, the Badlands is just an incredible place you have to see with your own eyes. But this old army vet was there, and he was camping next to me, and he wanted to borrow a screwdriver from me, and I was like, of course, I'm a handy guy, I got a screwdriver for you, buddy. And he just starts going on, he's like, they want you to wear a mask here. This way they know what side you're on. And I'm like, I'm just kind of smiling and nodding. Again, I don't know what to, I'm not trying to get in a political discussion with this guy. And he's just like, he was really just trying to like get it out of me. There.
Did we see any of the big windmill farms?
Yeah, I got questions about that. I saw them in Illinois quite a bit. They were everywhere in Illinois. Okay. There were quite a bit in.
And by the way, just so you know, it's Illinois.
It's okay. Fine. The S is silent. There was a ton of them in Illinois. And how I noticed them.
And I'm just saying that because I lived in Illinois. And if I said Illinois, I would have gotten punched.
Okay.
So. Well,
It's Illinois-ing that they have so many freaking fans there because I'm driving through and they're trying. It's blowing wind every which way, trying to knock my camper off the road for some wind energy. Like, do they have to put them right along the freaking freeway? There's so much land.
Well, here's the deal. Back when I was very young and I took a trip from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to Santa Monica, California, I can remember when I got into California that I could see the strobe effect on the horizon. It was a strobe effect. And for miles and miles and for like hours upon hours, I did not know what it was. It was on the horizon. I could see like this strobe light all across the horizon. And I was not doing drugs. I just want to say that right now. But what?
Kiss concert?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I was made for loving you, baby. But as I got closer to the strobe effect, it was the sun shining its light on these. When you think of windmills, you think of like, you know, three blades up in the air, but these were like it's hard to describe them. It's more like a.
Are you sure you weren't high?
Okay, I may.
This story's getting weird.
Well,
giant fan.
They were not fans in that respect. They were more of a egg beater looking fan.
These didn't look like that.
And as they were turning and the sun was hitting them, it created the strobe light effect across the horizon. So in California, their windmills are much different than those you may see in Illinois.
Okay. Yeah. Good enough. Well, that's because, you know, in California, you can't kill anything or you are a terrible individual. So God forbid something swing around and, oh, my God, it could hurt a moth or something, you know, ridiculous. Oh, it hit a moth. We need the moths. The moths are,
the moths are protected friends. Under Amendment 8892.14.
Yeah, and we need to. We've got the moths. Good Jesus, man, the moths.
Now, you know, like state to state, you go to, things are differently. Like you protect the moths in California, but even like, and you have the giant fans in Illinois. But one of the things that bothered me the most was when I got to Minnesota. See, I actually thought this was the same thing with the Rambin thing. I'm going to call it Illinois now, thinking I'm calling it the correct name. Well. Ah, you're breaking my brain. When I was in Minnesota, well, the first place I noticed this ever happening, like when you're on a highway, we were on I-90 West, or just 90 West, and it's the speed limit as you start getting farther west goes up and up and up. By the time you're in Minnesota and North to South Dakota, it's 80 miles an hour is the speed limit.
Wow.
And what they did, though, is they're doing road construction. And you have two lanes that go one way, and you have two lanes that go two going west, two going east. Well, when they decide to fix one of the roads, they just take one of the entire roads away. And then they make the people going east, you know, share the road with the people going west. So then it becomes a single lane road where you're just both going straight at each other, going 80 plus miles an hour with nothing in between except like a traffic cone.
Sort of like the 24-75 split.
Is it? But we at least have concrete barricades there. Like, they're just cones. Like, one slip, it's over. Like, at least you have a concrete barricade. You know, one wrong move, you may just be a little bumper car action, and you're back into your lane. A traffic cone, you're just causing a massive pileup. So that kind of freaked me out a little bit. I was giving some few choice words to the Minnesota people. I was like, what kind of person in Minnesota voted on this being a good idea to fix the roads? Just do what the rest of us do, put in concrete barricades or just fix one lane at a time, making us just go head on to each other was just wild, and I wasn't ready for that.
Well, honestly, to have a two-lane
interstate.
I guess it's four lanes. Which is why they're fixing one side and then cut it to two. But a four-lane interstate. Well, and you know what? There ain't a whole lot of traffic, really.
Until you take a road away.
I mean, yeah, I know. And you're right. But, you know, there's not a whole lot going on out there in South Dakota in the middle of nowhere. True. So, but you're right.
I'll
buy that.
You know, and then the other thing, you guys haven't asked about this, but you should be very proud. I hit nothing. Not a branch, not a tree, not a parked car, not a gas station pump. I did all my turns wide enough. And that was quite impressive because paying attention to those bridge clearance signs, I had no idea what the 12-9 thing meant ever in my life. Like, I didn't know.
Really?
Like, why would I care? No, I'm not a truck driver. I don't come from a family of truck drivers. I just, I don't know. Things I pay attention to when they directly kind of affect me. So now I'm pretty much.
Wow.
So, yeah, the bridge clearance, man, was wild, like having to keep up with that because I had a 12-foot clearance. Mine was 11.7, and I got off a wrong exit in Chicago and ended up underneath the tracks, and I thought it was going to be a judgment night situation.
Oh, my God, I haven't seen that movie in like 15 years. That was a great film.
Yeah, it was. See, I got movie reference guy. Follow me for more movies.
National Lampoon's Vacation. Say Holmes, can you tell me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought I was going to get stuck under there, but I definitely didn't.
Well, good
That's
on
good
you.
Thing. So you're able stuff. To travel through Nashville Street on Ringgold, on Nashville Street in Ringgold, Georgia now, under the train tracks. Good for you.
I am. And then the whole entire time, I don't know if you guys have seen the if you know what song this
oh, no.
I'll play you a song, you tell me a movie it's
Did
from.
Your game just get interrupted by
because,
an update?
Can we turn this down for a second? My friends keep sending me this on social media because this is the vision they have of me and my RV trip. And see if you can tell me the song.
Lindsey Buckingham, Holiday Road.
Like, this is like now the soundtrack to my vacation.
Absolutely. Did you see Christie Brinkley on the way?
I did not, but I saw a lot of the milk containers. Yeah, this was the road I took, Holiday Road. But I never really knew that song until my friend. I got probably like that sent to me like 12 times over the course of the week. Of course, I'm the John Candy character in the movie.
We're sorry, North Dakota's closed today. Go home, people.
The trucker should have told you at the entrance.
Yo, you got Lindsey Buckingham in a second, Boner. Nicely done, man.
Oh, I knew. I saw it coming.
Oh,
so,
you knew it. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this has got to be Lindsey Buckingham. It's Holiday Road. Yeah, this is easy.
This is a family. I guess it's anybody's family vacation song. It just was funny to me because I didn't see it coming, but I did see the. I was a Griswold fan growing up.
But you don't remember that song?
Nah, like I didn't, again, like I remember it now, but I didn't at the time, no. Like I couldn't have, if you were going on a road trip, I couldn't have sent that video to you, no.
No?
Oh,
okay.
God. That's terrible.
Sorry.
That's
you guys,
terrible.
You guys didn't send it to me either. My other friends did, so what do you guys? But
to me, that was just like too stupid and obvious. I'm like,
it was too obvious for me to send it to you.
Okay. See, I thought it was clever. It wasn't obvious. See, maybe you guys overthought it.
Nah. We have to rethink what we send to Sean now, Boner.
Yeah, I mean, we got to dumb down our thinking on this. Oh, that's too obvious. No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
No, right. No, not really.
It's right in his wheelhouse, right there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So we'll have a Holiday Road bring us home this week.
Holiday Road. Holiday Road.
Now, Lindsey Buckingham, that's from Fleetwood Mac, correct?
Ding, 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 correct.
Look at that. I actually saw Lindsey Buckingham. He came to track 29. I want to say.
What?
Sometime. Yeah. You guys didn't know that? Yeah.
No.
That's how I knew about the Fleetwood Mac thing. Yeah, he had when he came through into the guitar, his guitar show. Pretty cool. Don't remember doing Holiday Road, though, either, though. There, but I was probably drinking heavily, so.
No, I'm pretty sure he didn't do that song.
Oh, you don't think when Lindsey Buckingham goes out, he does Holiday Road?
Absolutely not.
I was going to ask you if you know that was like. Yeah, see, that's his biggest hit?
Jesus Christ. No. Dude has an entire.
Calm down.
Oh,
calm
God.
Down, Broner. Calm down.
I know.
He's okay.
I know. I know.
It's
I know.
Okay.
And you're right.
It's
I started.
Okay.
Dude, I got it. Thank you.
It's okay.
Thank you, Greg.
It's okay.
Outside of Fleetwood Mac, is that his biggest song?
It's his only song. I mean, really, honestly, outside of Fleetwood Mac, yes, that was seriously about the only thing that he ever did, unless I'm truly mistaken, Greg.
No, that's nothing that comes to mind immediately. Of course, as soon as this podcast is over, I'll go, oh, there was this.
Now, I wonder if he did that, if he was in on the joke, like with Chevy Chase, like, hey, we need kind of like a stupid song to go with this, with the Griswolds. Because if he is in on the joke, then it's fun.
Oh, yeah. There is nothing wrong with that song. There is nothing wrong with that song. It is wonderful from an ironic point of view. But
do we play that on our sister station, 98.1?
No, we don't need to play it on the lake. No.
Wow. Maybe we should.
No.
Oh, fine. But I'm happy to be back, guys. Thanks. It was good catch up with you guys this week.
Good to have you back in the scenic city, Sean. It really is.